welcome to Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Doug Reed. This is a Sports Ethos production. You can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. Happy to get any feedback, thoughts, comments. Please send me a DM. I will respond as quickly as possible. Before we get going, I want to point out a couple Twitter accounts that I think you should follow. One is for our wagering division here at Sports Ethos, and it's Ethos Wagering, E-T-H-O-S Wagering. Get a free play sent there. Mine was on tap yesterday. Was not a winner, unfortunately, but you get a daily free play. Lots of comments from our wagering group. Insight into the market, insight into what's going on. And if you're a basketball fan or a fantasy basketball player, we also have a fantastic Twitter account at Ethos Fantasy BK for basketball. It is the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed out there, in my opinion. You get all your news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition, provides more analysis too. Again, it's Ethos Fantasy BK. Highly recommend you follow that on Twitter. So a little recap of yesterday. Busy day. I had 9 plays in action. Went 1-1 in the NBA. Went 4-2. My NBA plays, just trying to pull them up here. NBA plays went 1-1. In the NCAA, I was 4-2. And on the ice, I did a fun little three-team parlay. And the won the first two games with the Bruins winning easy, Dallas winning. And then what should have been the lock of the night, the Leafs over Arizona, was actually what broke my parlay. Leafs pulled up, but lost a 2-1 stinker at Arizona, and that parlay fell through. So we'll be getting to why I'm not a fan of parlays on another show in our strategy sessions, which I like to do on Fridays. Be another one coming up tomorrow. It'll be on bankroll management, but we'll get to my thoughts on parlays in a future date. So on to this week, today, in sports betting, lots of games on tap. In the NBA, there's 5 games. College basketball, there's 57 games. I'm only going to touch on a few of them. NHL, there's 11 games on the ice. I really only have one play there. And then the buildup for the weekend is wild card weekend. We've got games on Saturday, Sunday, and even a Monday night football. I'll be touching on those tomorrow. Not going to talk about any of those games today, but should be a great weekend in football ahead. So, without further ado, let's get right to the boards for tonight and what I'm seeing out there. As I said, 57 games in college. A lot of interesting games on the board. I start with Seton Hall. Is at the Paul. Seton Hall's 5.5 point favorites at the Paul, total 145.5. I'm on the over here. I like the way these teams play. They play a little up tempo. Right now, KenPom, Seton Hall is 34th fastest team, and DePaul 35th fastest team. Both in the top 100 in adjusted efficiency, so they play fast and they are efficient, and both in the top third of the nation in 2-point field goal percentage. So I think there'll be points had by both teams. A close Big East game. Seton Hall the favorite. I like Seton Hall, but I would not be surprised if the home DePaul won. I also use some references, some sites I like to reference. And all three of the ones that I use, KenPom has his game going well over. Bart Torkovic has it going well over. And Jeff Sagarin has it right around 145. They're very analytic-based systems, and when I see all three in line with what I'm thinking, it's definitely a play for me. So I'm on the total of 145.5 over that in the Seton Hall DePaul game. Into the Big Ten, I've got Indiana +5 at Iowa. Now I think this game could go either way. Iowa is a much better team at home. On what I like this game, though, the total is 150.5. I'm on the over of this as well. That's a big number for sure, especially in Big Ten. But I do like Iowa at home. They play better at home. They like the score. They like the run. Even without their big man, Luka Garza, in the NBA with the Detroit Pistons this year, they still like to score. When you look at some of these the metrics, as far as their pace, Indiana's 123rd in the country, so top third. Play fast, but not super fast. Iowa's number 5. When you look at their effective field goal percentage, Indiana comes in 49th, Iowa's number 26th. both shooting. Indiana just under 54%. Iowa just under 55%. From two, Iowa is number 28 at 55.6%. Indiana number 51. From three, still fairly good. Iowa's number 81. They hit about 35.5 of their three-point shots. Indiana comes in exactly number 100 at 35%. And what I like, and this would probably be the difference at the end of the day if this game remains close, free throw percentage. Iowa's number 32. They hit 77% of their free throws. Indiana is not so hot in this department. They're number 247. They're only hitting 68.5. So I think it's a close game. Could come down to the end. Let's hope it comes down to the end. That means there's fouls. It means the clock stopped. That means there's buckets with the clock stopped. And I think Iowa at home, they just seem to like their home gym. It's a hard place to play. It's a hard place to win. They've got a good record. They've always done well at home, but they're scoring. They're averaging, Indiana's averaging just a shade under 75 points a game this year. Iowa's averaging 86.7. Now, I realize a lot of those are early season numbers against weaker opponents, but when you look at home, Iowa's averaging 93.1 points per game. Again, slanted towards a weaker competition to start the year. I'm not suggesting that they're going to score 93 points tonight. However, with a total of 150, Iowa's favored by 5. Can they each put up 70-ish? If they each get to 75, we're at 150. So I think I could see a game, both teams getting in the 70s, mid-70s, and getting over that 140.5 total. The next game I'm on is a late-night game. I'm going to bounce back and forth a little here, but Oregon is plus 10 at UCLA. Now, UCLA comes in, I think they're ranked number 3 in the polls right now. They started the season, there was a debate if they were going to be number 1 and number 2 with Gonzaga and Baylor. They fell off a little, but Mick Cronin seems to have righted that ship, and they are playing very good these days. They haven't played a lot in the last few weeks, but they are playing well. I'm, again, this is the third straight game I want a total over. The total is 140.5, and I'm on the over. Both play at average pace. Neither are super fast, but they play about average pace. What I like is their efficiency. Oregon's 29th rated team in offensive efficiency. UCLA is number 15. So they're efficient with the ball. They both like to score. The thing that gets me to the over here is UCLA is a very good team, especially at home. But Oregon struggles on defense. In most of the metrics, when you look at their defense against two-point, three-point scoring, they struggle and they give up a fair bit of points. So I do like that. Right now, Oregon's averaging just under 72 points a game, and the Bruins of UCLA are averaging 80.5 points a game. I think at home, they're going to be able to score. I think against Oregon's defense, which has been a little suspect, they're going to be able to score. So I think I like UCLA to win, but again, you never know in these Pac-12 games. UCLA is the class, seems to be the class of that division. But I think Oregon, with Dana Altman as a coach, will be ready. I think they'll put up a fight. I don't think they'll win. I think it'll be a 2 or 3 possession game at least in the end. If I had to pick a side, I'd probably take Oregon with the 10. But that's a little too tight a line for me. So I'm on the 140.5 total going over. Another game a little earlier, Horizon League game, is Wright State at Robert Morris. Two teams that probably don't get a lot of national coverage. Robert Morris lost their top scorer last week, left the program. And I think a lot of people thought that would send them into a tailspin. What it's done is allowed a couple other players to step up. It's also caused a little more chaos, more turnovers. They're playing a little more scrambled, which I think leads to more points for both teams. For the other team, getting more turnovers is running a little more on them, being able to put some buckets in the basket. We've seen the last couple of games. So Wright State comes in the 5.5 point favorite at Robert Morris. If I had to pick a side, I would lean Wright State. I'm not on that though. I'm also on the over for my fourth straight over of 153. And the thing is here, I think both teams are decent on offense, but on defense, they are terrible. Wright State is below the 250th rank in almost every metrics, from offensive efficiency, effective field goal rate, 2-point, 3-point shots. So there's 365 teams, I believe, college basketball teams. They're below number 250. And what's even funny is Robert Morris is even worse. They're below number 300 in almost every metric. So neither of these teams are any good at defense or like to play defense. So maybe a sloppy game, maybe lots of turnovers, but I do like the fact that neither team likes to defend. So hopefully lots of buckets in this game. They both have decent offenses. Right now, Wright State is, as far as two-point field goals, they're 41st in the country. Robert Morris, 134th. So kind of top third for RMU and quite high, top 20%, at least top 15% for Wright State. Free throws, they're both pretty good at that too. So if this game does remain close, which is a good chance it could, Wright State comes in number 35 in the country and RMU comes in at number 54 in the country. Wright State, which is under 77%, and RMU with about 76% from the charity stripe. So bad defense, lots of points, decent two-point field goal shooting team, good free throw shooting teams. I think there's lots of points to be scored here. Also, when you look at the points they are averaging, Wright State comes in just under 75 points per game, and RMU comes in just under 70 points a game. So they should be able to score, and they're playing poor defenses. So I'm looking for a fair bit of points there. The last game that I'm on is Oregon State is plus 14.5 at USC. Now, USC and UCLA seem to be the two teams we'll be battling out for the Pac-12. I'm on the UCLA bus for sure in that debate. But I think 14.5 points on Oregon State, laying 14.5 points is just too many for USC. Oregon State has struggled at home. They've got some ugly losses. Now they're on the road. I don't expect them to win this game. I don't really think it'll stay close, but they've won two of their last three. I think they're 3-11 overall, but they've won two of their last three. They seem to have righted the ship a little, so I think they will be able to keep this game close. Not close, but I don't think they're going to get blown out of the gym by 15 or more points. So I'm happy to take Oregon State plus 14.5 at USC tonight. So those are my five games in college ball. When we head to the NBA, interesting slate. There are five games tonight in the NBA. We've got Golden State in Milwaukee. Warriors are 1.5-point favorites, total 223.5. This is just too close to call. Golden State obviously is the elite teams in the league, but as is Milwaukee, they've got Giannis back. This should be a great game. I'm looking forward to actually watching this game, but it's a little too tight for me. The Clippers head to New Orleans. They are 3.5-point underdogs. 215 is the total. Paul George is still out. If I had to lean one side, I would lean New Orleans, but my model has them very slightly favored. Take Paul George out of that, maybe by 2 or 3 points, but at 3.5 points, I think that line's very tight. I'm not going to be in that game. Minnesota is traveling to Memphis. Memphis is 4.5-point favorites. 230.5 is the total. My model has Memphis favored by about 4. So regularly when my model comes up with such a close number, I would stay off this game. But Memphis on a 10-0 run, they've been playing fantastic ball. People are talking about them, looking at them. I heard a story today about them. People talking about them winning the West. Not quite there yet, but they're a fun young team to watch. And I think laying 4 points at home against Minnesota is very doable for Ja Morant and company. So I am on the Grizzlies at -4 over Minnesota. And the next game of the night, OKC is in Brooklyn. Brooklyn opened, I think, at about an 8.5-point favorite. It's down to 5.5. Durant is out. Kyrie's not allowed to play because it's in New York. So I think this line, again, is pretty tight at 5.5. Excuse me. I originally had the line about 10, but that was with Durant in the lineup. So this is a fade for me. 216.5 is pretty close to my total as well, so I'm not going to touch that. The last game of the night is Portland's G League team traveling to play the Nuggets in Denver. This line is Denver -11, total 211.5. Now for Portland, they're out Lillard, McCollum, Nance, Anthony Simons, and Dwight Powell. Norm Powell, not Dwight Powell, sorry. They're out Norm Powell. They've got Nurkic, Covington, and not a whole lot else in there. So I'm off this game. I was originally on Portland, but then when I see all these guys out with Simons and Powell out, there's no chance. This is a no play for me. However, I am putting a prop on this game with Portland. Someone's got to score. Their implied point total is about 100. 211.5 total, and they're minus 11, so it's 100.5, their implied total, point total. Someone's got to score for them. And I looked down who the lists were, and the numbers were a little too high. I settled on Covington, Robert Covington. His points at 10.5, 10.5 points. I took the over at minus 115. His last four games, he scored 21, 8, 17, and 10. So he's averaging more than that. He's going to get lots of minutes. He's going to get a full run. And again, someone's got to score. I see him putting up some buckets, putting up some shots, and hopefully he can get me 11 points or more so I can cash that ticket. My last play of the night on the board is in the NHL. Big board of 11 games, I think it was, in the NHL. But before we get there, I'll get to my final play of the night. But I do want to talk to you about a partner of ours, new partner of ours, is Thrive Fantasy Sports. You prop up with Thrive. It's a great app to play props. You're not playing against the market. You're playing against the house. You're playing against others. So it's a mobile app, and you use the code ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, when you sign up. You get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either two or four free game tickets to play. Pick player props and the biggest names every night. Score points when their props hit, and the players with the most points win their share of the nightly prize money. So again, you're not going against the house. You're going against others who are putting money on these props. So if you like Covington, get the Thrive Fantasy and put Covington at 10.5, over 10.5 points tonight. And also, check out our Sports Ethos DFS team. We have podcasts. We've got a lot of information on our site if you get one of our packages. And you can get a lot of information on DFS at our sportsethos.com site. So my last play of the night is on the ice in the NHL. A lot of games. There's a lot of favorites. I like Boston and Philly tonight, but they're close to minus 300. I'm just not willing to lay three to win one, or even laying one unit to win a 0.3 back. So I took a total here. Montreal is at Chicago. Chicago's favored by minus 240. Again, I'd be on the Blackhawks to win, but I'm not willing to lay that kind of money. The total is 5.5, and I'm on the over at minus 105. So I'm on the over 5.5 at minus 105 between Montreal and Chicago. The fact of the matter is Montreal is just playing terrible. They're on the road. They're not looking good. Can they score a goal or two? Sure. And can the Blackhawks score? Definitely. I think this game, they need to get to 6 for me to cash this. I think there will be some goals scored. Chicago has been playing hot and cold this year. I think Fleury's in net for Chicago tonight. And Montreal has been playing poorly. So I see this as an easy Chicago win. Do they get the 4 goals? If they do, then the Habs just need to score 2 and I can cash. So I'm on the over. Montreal at Chicago, total 5.5 for the over. Before I wrap up today's show, I do want to remind you of Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com, use the coupon code HOOPBALL20, it's HOOPBALL20, for 20% off your order and free shipping. Also, check out our friends at MyBookie.ag, which has been a longtime partner of the team here at Sports Ethos. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up. It's on the third page, and you unlock deposit match bonuses there at MyBookie.ag. So, some NCAA plays, a play and a prop in the NBA, and an over in the NHL tonight is what I have on the board. Tomorrow, we're going to go through the board again. Also going to get into a little strategy session to start off my Friday shows. I like to have a strategy session. Talk about bankroll management, one of the unheralded, unsexy, boring things of sports wagering. But in my opinion, it is vital to be able to manage your bankroll and understand what that means. So hopefully you can tune in for that. And we'll also get to what should be an exciting weekend in the NFL with the wild card weekend. A new format going Saturday, Sunday, and Monday Night Football. So, hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you can tune in tomorrow for a little strategy session. Hit the boards and talk a little NFL. So, have a great night, and we will chat with you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.